These remarkable rocks in front of you are called the Devil's Cave Rocks. This is the largest basset or outcrop in the Peachin Eclipse, an almost 2 kilometre large base of the Gauya Valley's mainland. The exposed rock is 250 metres long and 15 metres high. It started to form about 10,000 years ago during the Devonian period, although its shape has been continuously changing ever since, often due to the lateral erosion when big sandstone blocks separate and fall into the maelstrom tidal whirlpool of the Gauya. A photo taken sometime in the middle of the 20th century shows a fisherman standing in the water right under Devil's Rock. Today, this same place is a vertical rock with a maelstrom in its place. If you look closely, you can still see the crisscross prints on the walls of the rock made by the torrents. Fish fossils, for example, the Placoderm fossil, and some floral remnants of the Devonian era can be found in Devil's Cave Basset. It is actually the richest fossil place in Sigulda area. The Devil's Cave is located inside the rock, 8 metres, 7.5 feet above Gauya River. This cave was formed by an underground spring. The Devil's Cave is located inside the rock, 8 metres, 7.5 feet above Gauya River. This cave was formed by underground spring, which has since vanished, and by the river's erosion. The cave was actively formed about 5,000 years ago. It is 35 metres, 115 feet deep. Devil's Cave was once an ancient cult place for pagans. There are 6 holes on the cave ceiling known as Devil's Chimneys. A folktale recounts that the devil, while flying from Yodaji to Pabaji, somewhere above the Gauya, heard a rooster crowing and chose this cave to hide in, sleeping in it until the next evening. Because of his breath, the walls of the cave were burned black. The following evening, he escaped the cave only to run straight into Gauya's maelstrom. From time to time, while roaring and hissing, he pulls heedless visitors off the cave into the maelstrom. In the 19th century, the cave was a popular tourist attraction and given the name Teufelshole, as mentioned in the magazine Das Inland in 1857. The number of guidebooks, postcards and photos that show Devil's Cave indicate its preference among tourists. Since the pedestrian bridge was built over the Gauya River, the cave is only accessible from the opposite side of the river's coast. Before 1980, there was a narrow trail along the rock leading to the cave, and also stairs and an artificial platform built 8 metres, 7.5 feet above the Gauya. Devil's Cave is a nationally protected historical and natural monument. The project is co-financed by European Regional Development Fund.